Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to thank everybody. This is Prophet Shauna Pierce with Eagles Wings International Ministry, a church with and without walls. And I'm just so excited about being here this morning hosting Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And we're going to... I want to first acknowledge my leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Lady Selena Dupree, and the guests that we have that will be with me, Maya Fairbanks. I want to thank God for her for coming and joining me on the line to share the word of God. And I just I just want to thank everyone that has joined us for this time in the presence of the Lord on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So we're going to go and we're going to begin. We're going to say a word of prayer before we get into the word of God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come into your presence, Father God, to bring forth, Father God, your word, Father God, to bring forth the uncompromising word, the truth, Father God, of what you have said, the Lord, in your word. So, Lord, I just thank you and ask that you cover us, Father God. I ask that you use me, Father God, in any way that you want to use me, Father God. I truly am your servant, Father God. I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. And I just say, Lord, have your way with me, Father God. Lord, give me the strength, the wisdom, the courage, and the boldness, Father God, to go forth and do all that you have called me to do. And Father God, I pray that the word that you give me, Father God, will fall on good ground, Father God, that ears will be attentive to hear and hearts will be prepared to receive. And so, Father God, I just thank you right now. Father God, I love you, I adore you, and I exalt you, Father God. Lord, we just want you to be Lord of Lords on this line today. Lord, we just want you to be exalted, Father God. We want you to get all the glory. And Father God, I thank you right now for my sister Maya that has joined me, Father God. I ask that you will bless her, Father God, keep her, Father God, and give her everything she wants her to say, Father God. Lord, fill her up the more, Father God, with you, Father God, that she would hear from heaven, Father God, and she would speak, Father God, to your people, Father God. And Lord, I pray, Father God, I pray for those that's listening, Father God. I pray, Father God, as they came to expect to hear a word from you, that they will not leave disappointed, Father God, that something will be said, Father God, that will touch their lives, change their lives, Father God, that they will be able to use in their everyday lives. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise God. I am excited tonight. I'm excited for what God is doing. I'm excited for what God is doing and what he has already done in each and every life. I truly thank God for giving me the opportunity to come forth and just bring a little word that he had put on my heart. Don't plan to stay long, but I just wanted to share what God put on my heart tonight. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. And what this, what I'm planning on bringing and praying, you guys pray for me that I will do everything that God has called me to do and say. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
This is the love of God. The love of God. Amen. I'm excited about this, the love of God. Amen. So let's go to John 3:16, a very familiar passage of Scripture. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. That God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
What a great love this is. God gave his only Son. I found this portion of Scripture to be very meaningful because recently, as I was watching television, there were some things happening in the news, but one of them was there was a tragic accident of a lady, a young lady. And and when the reporter was reporting about the family talking to the parents, they emphasized that she was their only child. Now, the loss of a child, any you know, a loss of a child within itself is heartbreaking. So how much more for a parent when it's your only child? You know, God forbid, you know, anyone or, and you know, lose a child. But when it's your only child, you know, and if you're past bearing age of having another child, you know, that is, I think, could be really even more so heartbreaking to lose your only child. So God did back, he took me back to the scripture that he gave his only son. That was his only son. And he, in his heart, you know, you imagine how our heart would be, heartbroken and just distraught. And I just kind of in my spiritual imagination thought about that, you know, that it wasn't an easy task, I don't believe, for God to give his only son, to give his only son. But he did because he loves us. He loves us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So do you want to have, you want to say something just on what I've already said?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even want to imagine ever losing a child, but the fact that God, you know, himself gave his only child, he just handed over his only, to us. You know, he loved us. He gave his only begotten son, you know, to die. He knew that his only son was going to die for us. That's how much he loved us, even when we were sinners. Like, he gave his son to pass, you know, so that we could live abundantly. We can live life more abundantly. And I just think that that's so amazing. I think that, you know, it is so awesome when we really sit down and really think about it, and we look at our children and we're like, would we really give over one of our beloved children? Or not just over our beloved children, just the only beloved son to the world. Like, would we be able to do that? You know, I mean, a lot of people would say, yeah, I would, no, but no, that's deep and it's major. You know, that's how much he loves us. That's how much God loves us. You know, sometimes we try to wrap our finite minds around the infinite. I mean, his love is big. It's eternal. It's passionate. It's deep. It's deep. The fact that when we think about it, he gave his only son for us. That's a whole lot of love. So, Prophetess Shauna, I thank you for sharing, you know, the story, you know, about how only is emphasized in that, because that is major. It's major. It really is.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Absolutely. And that's where he targeted me in, you know, it's the only one. There's no other. So he goes on to say, whoever believes in me should not perish but have eternal life. Wow. That's not, you know, that's pretty good news. That's not bad news, you know, that, you know, they have eternal life. Just, you know, we have to believe. And you say, well, why? And what he gave me is because he loves us. You know, he did so much for us just with that act. And not only he gave his son, but then we also can have eternal life. That's major. That's awesome, you know, that he loves us so much. Now I want to go and look over to Romans 5 and 8. Amen. But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. So, you know, let's just pause right there for a minute. So this is saying that while we were still, God showed his love for us. Yes. We were still lying. We were still stealing. We was clubbing. We was doing whatever we was big and bad enough to do. He gave his son for us. You know, some of us, it's kind of hard to believe that this is a truth, that, you know, that it's kind of hard for us to wrap our mind that, you know, that God would do such a thing for us, because, you know, we would probably, you know we wouldn't have done that. You know, truth be told, you know, we wasn't even thinking about God, you know, when we was doing what we was doing. So it says, could someone really love us unconditionally after everything that we've done, everything that we've done to others, things that we've said, could someone really love us that way? And, you know, we've done some things that, you know, we'll never tell anyone. You know, we say we'll take some things to our grave. But, you know, you have to realize that God already knows about it. You know, maybe no one else does, but God knows. And his word shows us, in spite of the awful ugly that we've done, he loves us. Amen? Amen. So while we were still sinners, God went before. He looked at us even when we were still sinners, still doing all that we was doing. We didn't come into a place first, you know, get ourselves together, and then, you know, he did what he did. He did it while we were still filthy and dirty and ragged. He gave his son. Now, that's a great love. That's mind-blowing type love. You know, I pray to have that type of love. So I just, you know, really, God so loved us that he did all of this in spite of ourselves. Maya, what would you like to say about that?
Wow. I'm just blown away at the unconditional love that God always is demonstrating towards us. I mean, no matter what it is that we do, no matter what it is that we say, no matter what it is that we think or how we feel, his love still remains the same. It never changes. It always is the same. It's unfailing. It's agape love. It's the epitome of unconditional love. You know, words can't truly express it, really. And like I said, I'm really just blown away. And I can't express enough to every listener that they are truly loved by God, each and every one of us, no matter what it is that we do. We are loved by him. And so, like I said, I'm blown away. I'm just in awe. You know, I can't give enough love towards God as much as he gives towards us. It's crazy. We cannot outgive God. It's so true.
Amen. Amen. And that's so true, Sister Maya. You know, when I think about the love of God, I only can go so far, you know, because I think about how much he's loved me and how much he's forgiven me and how much he's been there, how much he's unfailing. His love is enduring. His love is patient. You know, it's long-suffering. And I think about this because I know me, and I know that it's because of the love of God that I'm here today. And I just, when he first, you know, when I accepted to do this, it wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even like, oh, what am I going to do? He said, the love of God. The love of God. You know, I cannot express enough the love of God that he's had towards me and that he has it towards each and every one of us. He has loved us unconditionally. We put stipulations on our love towards others, but, you know, it shouldn't be that way. But the love of God has is everlasting. It will take us. So I just thank God for that. Amen. So now, I want to continue to look into some more scriptures. Amen. amen. And let's see. Amen. And then also. Amen. And if anyone wants to call in, you know, for prayer or questions, please feel free. The number is 347-945-5416. Again, the number is 347-945-5416. We welcome your calls. We welcome your input.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to really just, you know, just enjoy what God is doing right now. And so I encourage
Amen.
Anyone to call in, and we'll do our best to answer any questions or anything or pray for you. We're here. Amen.
Yes.
So let's go.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to John, 1 John 4, 9, and 11.
Yes, I am eager to hear the scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the love of God. Thank you for the love of Christ.
Go ahead. So 1 John 4, 9, and 11 reads as follows. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to add that I absolutely love you very much. I love every listener, and I love you. That just makes me just want to just tell the world how much I love them.
Amen. Well, praise God. You know, God bless you. I love you too. Amen.
Okay. I know, just share some love.
So in this is love. You know, and the scripture said, in this is love. And the fact that God's love was manifested among us, that he sent his Son into the world so that we might live through him. So within that, it's love. Just that alone is love. And then he goes on to say, amen. And then it says, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us. So let's pause right there for a minute, right? So, not that we have loved God, but God has loved us. Right here clearly says that his love for us has nothing to do with the love or lack of love we have for him. Remember, he warns us when we were yet sinners. He did all this when we were still crazy, caught up in our, you know, out there, you know, running amok and doing whatever we wanted, not even thinking about God. So the love that he has for us has nothing to do with the love that we have for him, you know, because a lot of us wasn't even loving God. A lot of us wasn't even thinking about God at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Maya, would you like to say something about that?
We weren't thinking about him at that time. There was no love in us. And the fact that I believe that God knew it all. He knew that our attention wasn't on him, and he still took the time out. You know, he still took the action to give, even though he knew that our minds, our hearts were not towards him, and show us that he loved us anyway. It's just amazing. That alone right there fills me up. It fills me up. It almost brings tears to my eyes. You know, and so yeah, that's pretty much it. I just believe that, you know, like I said, his love is just so ginormous towards us. It's so big. and I mean, like, it's bringing tears to my eyes. I'm blown away. His love is just endures, and it gives us eternal life, and we're forgiven. We are forgiven for that.
Amen. And you know, as I was just sitting here thinking, God has showed me once before, is that when I got saved, you know, and I was on this side, he took me back to when I was out there in the world, when I was running the streets, and he showed me his love for me, and he showed me that he was watching over me. You know, he showed me that different situations that I was in, that it was him that got me out of it. You know, at the time,
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, lucky, you know, that I didn't get caught, you know, or I didn't get jumped, you know, when I should have got jumped. You know, it was a time where I was surrounded by at least 10 girls. And the last thing on my mind was that they wanted to jump me.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I mean, I walked away. I mean, I talked to them. I mean, they were talking to me and, you know, having a conversation with me. But I didn't know it, but God showed me that they were surrounded me, you know. But I just talked to them normally. And then when I finished talking to them, I just walked right out. And then God said, he showed me that incident. He said, they wanted to jump you. They wanted to jump you. But it was because of my love for you, I didn't allow it.
Amen.
You know, and he showed me a lot of different situations that the love of God, see, I wasn't even thinking about him. My mind was on something completely different. But he showed me so many incidents that where he was thinking about me and that he was loving me. Amen.
Praise God.
So we're going to
Amen.
Maya, you want to say something?
Ahead. Oh no, okay. You just brought me to a thought, a situation also, and thank you for sharing that, because the Holy Spirit just gave me a situation where I was thinking, I always think to myself, if I were to ever, you know, go out, or if I were to ever pass away, or if I'm about to be on my deathbed, I would just start praying, and I would start talking to God, because that's my love for God, right? And so I was in a car accident. Me and a friend of mine, we were in a car accident, and we went off a cliff. And I was 17 years old. I had just turned 17, and right when we went over, I grabbed my friend's hand, because I'm thinking I want God to know how much I love him, and if we're gonna pass, then I want to come into the gate praying, right? And so I grabbed her hand and I started praying, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, you know, be with us right now. And I'm praying in the midst of a car accident. And the Holy Spirit just told me, you know, that was my love, you know, that was God's love for you. Because as I'm praying, thinking that I'm going to die, you know, God showed me his love by letting the car roll one time. Second time, and then we landed on the wheels the third time with not a scratch on neither one of us, but the car was all indented, and the car was totally damaged, and the fire department and the police were wondering, how did we make it out of that alive? Well, it was God's love. It was God's love and his hand over us. You know, like he's saying, well, when you thought that you were going to show me that you love me by going out praying, I'm going to show you by saving your life. And
Amen.
So, yeah, that just, you know, I just have to share that, because your story reminded me of an example that, you know, his love is just amazing. You know, it's life-changing. It saves our lives each and every time we're in a situation.
Amen. And, you know, again, I just want to emphasize, he showed us all this love when we wasn't even thinking about him. So what is he doing for us now? You know, it's amazing that now we're saved, and we can really appreciate and enjoy, truly enjoy the love of God, you know, and recognize, you know, every time that, you know, we we experience his love, which is every day, just the fact that he wakes us up. Amen? Amen. Again, if anyone would like to call in and to join us, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. So we're going to continue reading the scripture. It says, and he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Ooh. Ooh. You know, so beloved, if God so loved us, and we say, how did he love us? Well, he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, so that we can have eternal life. He showed his love while we were just sinners. You know, he's done so much. He has shown his love to us in so many different ways. He clothes us. He feeds us. He keeps us in our right mind. He keeps harm, danger, seen and unseen, as me and Maya have just gave examples away from us. Okay, so if God can do all that for us, amen, and also in Ephesians 2, 4, and 5 says, but God being rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loves us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Amen. So,
amen.
Again, amen. So the scripture says we ought to love one another. Amen. So let's go to 1 John 4, 7, and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and know God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Okay, amen. Here's words of saying that, you know, we ought to love each other. And loving each other is the evidence that we've been born of God and know him. Because God is love. And we are demonstrating that every day, everywhere we go, on our jobs, in the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
with our hard to get along family members, you know, and everything we do and everything that we go forth in should demonstrate the love of God. You know, God's love is an extension that of his love towards us is an extension of the love that we should have towards others. And so we definitely need to do the same thing, right? Amen. So the word goes on to say, if anyone does not love, does not know God. And if we are not able to love that person that has hurt us, that person that misused us, cheated on us, disappointed us, lied on us, if we don't know, then we don't know God, because God is love. So what we have to do, we have to go to scripture, because we say, you know what, there's no way. There's no way I'll be able to love that person. There's no way I'll be able to extend the same love that God is God, so how can I do that? How can I extend that love, you know, like God has commanded us to do? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
All things.
Okay.
That includes even those that wronged us, even those that have done, you know, something awful to us. And that also means ourselves. You know, we tend to forget that. You know, we can do all things Christ who strengthens us. We can love all people. We can. And through the scripture says, amen. 2 Corinthians, amen, says, but he said to me, he is saying to you, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Not our power, but God's power that's made perfect in us. Amen? Amen.
Yeah.
So, Mike, do you want to go ahead and say something about that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, something that has been a prayer, and especially I'm glad that we're having this talk about the topic of God's love is, you know, some people think it's very hard to love your enemies, and it can be at times, but, you know, like you said, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we can. And one of my prayers is, you know, Lord, show me how to love your people. Show me how to love your people, God, just show me how, because even though we think it may be hard, there's nothing that's too hard for God. And if we pray that prayer to just ask him to show us how to love his people each and every day, it'll get easier and easier to be able to look at situations where someone may have hurt us or put us down or made us feel oppressed in some type of way, you know, due to situations or circumstances, and look at it and show more love, more compassion towards the situation, and see where the other person was coming from, see where you were coming from, love yourself more. God, he's great at showing us exactly what to do, when to do, and how to do it, and when to do it. So, you know, I encourage other people to pray with me, you know, in the prayer to just show me how to love your people. Show me how to love my enemies and those people who hate me and those people who curse me. You know, because if God can love us, no matter what it is that we're doing when we're sinners, then he definitely can show us how to love someone else who's not thinking about loving you. I think
Amen.
So.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely, Maya. Well put. That was well put. You know, and I was just thinking myself, I remember I was talking to someone, and they worked at a facility that housed pedophiles. And I, you know, I had a problem. I don't no longer have that problem, but at the time I had a problem because my whole thing mm-hmm. about pedophiles was line them up and shoot them all.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I waste any taxpayer money, any food, anything, you know, on a pedophile. I just, my whole thing towards it was just that. And so it was explained to me that, and we went back and forth, you know, because I just couldn't get it. He said, well, Shauna, you know, one day you might have to pray for a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to hold hands with someone that has done an awful ugly to a child, you know. And you have to have the love of God in your heart to look at
Amen.
That. And, you know, you have to be able to love them as Christ loved you and forgave you. You have to do the same. There's no, you can't judge one thing over other. You know, you can't say, well, I did this and they did that. You can't do that. So you have to be able to love them, you know, whoever it is. And the only way you'll do that is by the love of God. And so as we talk and wasn't right then now. It took a little bit because I prayed about it and God dealt with me about it, and it's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You can forgive and love a pedophile, then you should be able to forgive and love anybody.
Amen.
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 Amen. So we're going to go. And so what happened, I'm going to finish that, is that now I know that I can pray for a pedophile. I know
that.
I have no problem with praying for a pedophile. Amen?
Yeah.
Because God loves me. He loves me. A soul is a soul. A life is a life. And God is no respected person. Amen.
I just love the fact that there is nothing unforgivable under the blood of Christ. Because that's how much he loves us.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to go to, I'm going to go to 1 Peter 4 and 8. It says, above all, have a fervent, unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sin. It overlooks,
Hallelujah.
It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. Amen. That kind of goes into what I just said. The love of God, that's the love of God has towards us. You know, it overlooked all of our faults. It overlooked our shortcomings. It overlooked our awful uglies and our sneaky, dirty filthiness. His love was applied to us. So we ought to do that for each other. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin, not just one sin.
Mm-hmm.
It was a multitude of sin. And so you know, we have to pray, but, you know, God's love is unfailing. God's love is faithful. And when we get that in our, you know, we can do so much good with loving people, you know, forgiving people, because God did that for us. Amen.
Amen.
You want to say something?
What you were saying, did I want to say something about what you just
Amen.
Said?
About God's unfailing love towards us and that love covers a multitude of sins?
A multitude is where I kind of wanted to touch, is a multitude. I mean, that's a big word, a multitude. I mean, I really am like I said, I'm blown away with God's love. I don't know if anybody can tell, but I'm just like, I'm speechless. A multitude of sin. I mean, that means it's endless. It's endless.
Amen.
It covers over an endless amount of sin. His love covers over an endless amount of sin. And so, you know, for anybody who's listening who feels, you know, any type of shame or guilt for anything that could possibly you have possibly done in your life, just know that a multitude of sin is covered by God's love.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
I want to continue to just, you know, really get some of these scriptures in us, into our hearing, into our spirit about the love of God. Proverbs 10 and 12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrong. Period. That's what love does. It covers all wrong. Proverbs 17 and 9, amen. To he who covers and forgives an offense seek love. But he who repeats or gossip about a matter separates intimate friends. Amen. So,
amen.
Right here, he who covers and forgives an offense seek love. You know, when you are able to look over an offense, you're able to, you know, give somebody a pass on something they've done to you, said to you, talked about you, didn't do what they promised. You know, when you really want to love somebody, those are the type of things you do. When you really are seeking to love, you don't always be a fault finder. You know, we're not fault finding. We're not trying to find fault in people. We're not trying to point the finger. You know, we're not accusing of the brother. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
In love, when we're seeking, you know, to really have the heart of God, which is love, we don't be trying to pull the cover, uncover people and they stuff. We pray about it. So we take it to God. We don't gossip to our sisters and our brothers, and we don't put their stuff on Facebook, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So I'm not even going to go there, but.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, amen. And then I think, I don't know if this is my final, okay, 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. It says,
yeah,
three things that will last forever, faith, hope, and love. And the
amen.
Greatest of love. Amen. The greatest of
yes.
faith and love. And, you know, the Bible speaks a lot about faith. You know, it's impossible to please God without it. You know, faith
mm-hmm.
is able to. Multitude of things, you know, we walk by faith and not by faith. You know, faith is good, you know, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have hope, right? You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. You know, so faith and hope, they good.
Having faith of a mustard seed, even.
Exactly, you know. And then you have love, right? Mm. And so the Bible says, love, the greatest of all these, the other two, which is they great. The greatest that you can possess, the greatest that you can have is love. My God. You know.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, you know, love is powerful. You know, love, you know, it can do a lot. You know, and I pray that I continue to, you know, ask God to increase my love walk, you know, towards him, towards my family, you know, towards
yes.
people on my job, but mainly too towards myself. You know, I'm asking God
yes.
to continue to, you know, to love me. You know, I want to love me too. You know, I want to be counted amongst that, you know, that number of love, you know, being loved. And, you know, I'm looking for, you know, to be able to be covered and to be, you know, someone say, you know what, I love her, so I'm not going to, you know, say that or I'm do that to her. So, amen. Maya, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just reflecting on, you know, God's eyes and how he sees us. I mean, to have, it says in his word how much love, you know, with all the scriptures that are being spoken this evening, like how much love he has for us. So that means he sees us with that same amount of love. And one of my prayers now, and I encourage others to do the same, is to God, I want to see myself the way you see me, Lord. No, I want to see myself, and that goes back to what you're saying about loving yourself. Because if we have the eyes to see ourselves the way God sees us, then we will have nothing but self-love. And it'll have us walk more in confidence, I believe. So, amen. Amen to that. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. amen. It says also, I want to go, it says, it has to come a time that we have to really come to a point to understanding the love of God in our lives, you know. And when we get to that point, you know, that really fully understand, because some of us believe that, you know, we're not deserving, and we might not be. But that's not for us to say. You know, God gave us, Scripture says that, you know, really we wasn't, but he so loved us that why we have the love of God. So, you know, we can continue on thinking that, you know, look at what I did. I did those awful uglies. I said that. I did that. But, you know, Galatians 2:20 says that I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See, that's love.
Amen.
Get to a point to know that's not us. But it's the Christ that lives in us, right?
Yes. Amen.
That we're able to love. And so when we get to a point, you know, thinking that maybe, you know, we're not deserving or we shouldn't, you know, be loved, you know, but just remember the scripture that it is God that works and will his good pleasures in us and through us. And it's nothing of our own doing, you know, that we are who we are. But, you know, my thing is that I desire to strive to be more like Christ. And one of the greatest attributes about him is love, you know, and so that we're able to go forth in that, not because of our own doing, because we have been crucified with him. Amen. And so with that, we're able to do all things. We're able to love the unlovables. You know, we're able to even, you know, forgive and forgive ourselves. Amen. So the final verse that I want to give, Maya, did you want to say something about that, please?
No, it's okay. Keep going forth with the verse. I do have a scripture, though. I just want to finish. Want you to finish what you have, and then I do have a scripture I'd like to add to.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I can do it now? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know if it was your next scripture, though.
I was saying, please just don't let it be my next scripture.
Yeah, exactly. So if you go forth with yours, then I can go forth with mine.
Okay. All right. So the final is about the love of God. Romans 8:37-39.
Yay. Go ahead.
Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power or height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? He gave me that because I want to, you know, say a little bit about that scripture and apply it to the holidays. You know, sometimes for a lot of people, the holidays can be a very challenging time, you know, because of, you know, loved ones that's not able to be with us, you know. And so during the holidays, the time of family coming together and celebrating, you know, and fellowshipping. And sometimes the holidays can be real, like a depressor, you know, for some people. And God gave me this. Amen, amen. We have a caller, so amen. So, caller, go ahead and come forth.
God, Sister Shana, I am truly enjoying the Word of God. And you came out of a perfect scripture of John 3:16. And when you're talking about the love of God, you know, that is truly a great gift around this time. For someone to sacrifice their only son so that we can have life more abundantly, you know, that is such a truly blessing, you know. And this is a truly great gift. You know, God don't just give no junk. He gives the best when he gives out gifts.
Amen.
And this type of gift is a gift that lasts eternity. You know, we're talking about the word of God and through God's eyes. To sacrifice the only son, who was Jesus, could nobody else do it. So Jesus has to come into this world to save us. And when you wrap around the word love, you know, when we get into depths about love and really understanding it, you know, it is mouth-blowing. It can truly blow your mind, and you are lost for first. But then when you look at it, and as us as sinners, you know, God knew what he had to do to save us, and he had to do it through love. You know, when we think about our own children or our own family or people in the world, and we say we love them, will we lay down our lives for them, truly lay down our lives? I don't think so. But God knew that he had to give something that was truly a blessing so that it could save each and every one of us, not just one person, but all of us. He knew generations after generations needed to be saved and to be here today and to hear about love. People don't want to talk about love like that. But to talk about love and what God has done is truly a blessing to hear. So I'm just grateful and honored to hear what is being said. And I'm just thanking you for sharing it with us. This is Sister Reese.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Reese. I thank you for joining us. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you for that. That was powerful.
Amen. If you like, you can stay, you know, right there on the line. Amen. And you can come in, you know, we got a little bit more time, so you can come in at any time. But I did want to finish about what God had gave me about this scripture with Romans 8:37-39, that nothing should be able to separate you from the love of God. Nothing, no matter what you go through, what has come your way, it just should not. And the longest, and we press our way into knowing the love of God, it shouldn't. And so with the holiday seasons, you know, it can be hard for some people. And statistically, during the holiday season is the highest times of suicide, because people just fall in a deep depression, and, you know, because they're missing their loved ones, you know, they're missing their wives, you know, their family members that they normally had spent these times with. So this scripture God put on my heart to say, you know what? Nothing, no death, right? No, no death, no nothing present, nothing past, nothing in creation should be able to separate us from the love of God, because we are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I know that even for me, it's tough, you know, because I've lost several people within a short period of time, and but I know scripture that the love of God towards me, that nothing should be able to separate me. Nobody passing, nobody coming or going, no job loss. A lot of people lose their jobs around the holiday, you know, so they get all depressed that they can't, you know, buy gifts, which is not Christmas is not about gifts anyway, right? But they get depressed, you know, they can't do this and they can't do that. So God just wanted to really encourage people that look to him during this time, you know, to lean on his love, embrace his love towards you, and don't let anything come in between that. And even as we get past the holidays, you know, things will come up. Don't let anything get in between the love of God for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for this time. Again, if anyone would like to call in before we before we wrap this up, please do. We are here for you to say anything that you would like to say, express on the topic, the love of God, or if you'd like to have prayer, we're here to pray for you. You know, if that's dealing with this season coming up with the holidays, and you know how you've been, you know, in time past, because I experienced it actually when my mom passed, when my husband, the father of my kids, he passed, and he passed December 20th, 5 days before Christmas. So, you know, I know how that is. You know, my good friend, she passed recently, and she used to give the biggest Christmas parties in here where I live. And so a lot of things have changed. But I lean on God. I don't let it get me to a point where I can't move, I can't function. You know, I pray and I lean on God's strength to allow me to make it through. And not just for the holidays, but also just through the rest of the year. Amen. Again, the number for anyone that would like to call in. Amen. Let me get that for you. Amen. It's 347-945-5416. Again, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue. Amen. So praise God. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let Maya, if she has anything that she would like to say, Sister Reese, if there's anything else you would like to say, you can go forth. And then after that, I'll come back and close it out. Amen.
The Lord just put on my heart and in the spirit to just also just to reach out to those who feel like maybe they're black sheep of the family during this holiday season. They feel like that they are outcasts, or for some reason that, you know, they're being judged or condemned by their family or even friends for that matter. This message was definitely for you, and nothing, and this last scripture also was for you, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing, no one. There was nothing designed that can separate you from the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ. So my heart and my prayers go out to each and every person that's dealing with some type of, you know, feeling that they're not loved by their family in any way, shape, or form. I just want you to just know that God loves you and that you're not forgotten.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that. Sister Reese, if you are still there, would you like to say something?
Amen. Well, just to touch on that love, you know, God is a blessing, and we all are loved if we feel it or see it. God has shown us love through so many examples, and to truly know that God loves us is to know that if you are here among the living and you are being blessed to just wake up each and every day, and God is just enabling you to be a part of what he is doing in this world, you are truly being blessed. You may not see the blessing sometime because you may be in a different frame of mind, but whatever frame of mind you're in, know that you are truly being loved. And the love that you can show from yourself each and every day to build up yourself is to just smile. Put on a smile and share your smile with someone else. You know, you may not be feeling like it all the time, but in a smile, it will go a long way. As you begin to smile, you will also see the reactions of other people smiling. That is some type of form of love. You know, if you don't hear the word love every day within your household or around you, just start saying it to yourself. Write it. You know, sometimes you have to say some things until you begin to feel it, until you begin to see the manifestation going forth, you know, because love is in everything. It's in our words. It's in the way that we act and the way that we walk and the way that we interact with people. So, you know, just know that love is here. Love is something that was given to us way down. You know, it goes way back on the cross when God just allow Jesus to lay there on the cross in the sacrificial act that was placed there. You know, it's just so, oh my God, you know, just to know the history of it. So just know that during this time, the greatest gift that God has given us is love. So take that love and share with others and just embrace it, because it is truly an honor to know love and to feel love and to have love around you. So just take it and run with it.
Amen. God bless us.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Reese. So we're coming to an end. Amen. Again, if anyone have anything they would like to say, they need prayer, you can call in. Amen. At 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. Amen. So, amen. And I'm going to go ahead and close it out with a couple of quotes. Amen. It says, God is love. He didn't need us, but he wanted us. And that is the most amazing thing. And that's by Rick Warren. Amen. We have a call. Amen. Caller, please go for it.
Hey, Prophet Shauna, this is Lisa. I was calling. I heard the end of the word, and it was very touching, and the love and everything. I'm just leaving work, and I just wanted to call and ask for prayer.
Amen. What do you need prayer for, Sister Lisa?
I just need prayer for my faith walk and my strength. That's what I need right now.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Absolutely. Sister Reese, you want to pray for Sister Lisa, please?
Yes, I surely will. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this lovely woman of God. And we just ask you right now, God, that you just touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God, as we ask him that her faith be made whole, God, as you pour more into her, God, and the blessings of faith pour out of her, God, that she will begin to do more and more abundantly, God, that her faith will make her whole, God, the room that you have put inside of her and the gifts that you have instilled in her, that you stir them up in her, God, that she will know that you are near and that you have never left her or forsake her, that she will know that you have given her the best of the best, and that she will begin to feel all that she needs to feel within her, God. I'm just asking right now, God, that you touch her in a mighty way, God. There's some things that she has not spoken of, God, that you begin to heal right now within her, God, that you begin to let the stress run off of her, God, to know that she do not have to worry. That is already done, and it is already taken care of, and as she begins to take the next move, God, that you will be right there with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have another caller. Amen. Caller, go for it. Caller? Amen. Amen. Do we have another caller? Well, amen. Well, praise God. I'm going to read this last quote, and then we're going to close it out. Amen. God's unfailing love for us is an objective fact affirmed over and over in scriptures. It is true whether we believe it or not. Our doubt does not destroy God's love, nor does our faith create it. It originates in the very nature of God, who is love, and the flow of through our union with His beloved Son. That came from Jerry Bridges. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. I pray that something was said, something that was set in your spirit, set in your hearing, set in your heart, that you know, that you know, that you know, no matter what, that God loves you, and that nothing you can do can separate yourself from His love, nothing that you can run away from. God loves you in spite of ourselves. His love is enduring. His love is everlasting. And He's a God that never changes. Amen. So
amen.
Praise God. I just want to thank my guest. Amen. Sister
thank
Maya.
You. Thank you for having me, Prophetess. It's been an amazing talk.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. And I also want to thank Sister Reese. Amen. Sister Reese, you know I love you, and I thank God that you joined us, and I thank God for everything that you have said. Amen. Well, praise God. So we're going to go ahead and give a little information about giving. I thank God also for my leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Lady Selena Dupree of Eagles Wings International Ministry, a church with and without walls. Amen. I thank God for them giving me the opportunity to come forth and bring forth the word. I just thank God. Since I've been with this ministry, I have learned so much. I have grown from when I first started to now, and I am truly grateful for their love, their compassion, their correction, everything that they have given me to get me here. I truly thank God for them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone that would like to sow the seed in Eagles Wings International Ministry, a church with and without walls, you can do so by sending it to P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. You can do it by MoneyGram or Western Union, City Code, Ridgeland, South Carolina, attention Marcus Dupree. We also have PayPal at eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Amen. Do encourage you to visit us. We have Sunday services. We have Tuesday Bible study. We have Tuesday intercessory prayer, Tuesday through Thursday. Amen. And so we have a lot going on. We have Prayer Warriors Heart International Ministry, and then we have Women Ablaze. Amen. So we have a lot going on in this ministry. We believe in raising leaders up, and we believe in building relationships. Amen. So you also can go on Facebook. I'm not able to give all the numbers, but go on Facebook and you can look up our website. It's Eagles Wings International Ministry, I believe. Or you also go to Apostle Marcus Dupree, you can get a lot of the information. You can inbox him and he can definitely give you the information. So thank you again. I appreciate you joining us. And so we're just going to do a closing prayer. Maya, would you like to close us out in prayer, please?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you this evening just with this thanksgiving in our heart. We just thank you for showing up during this talk. We thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for keeping each and every listener covered in your precious blood. And we just also like to thank you that nothing separates us from your love. So, God, just continue to do what you want to do with us. We just thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. And we ask that this time be closed. But, Father God, but that you forever stay on our hearts and that your word forever stays in our hearts. And in Jesus Christ's name, we love you, we praise you, and give you all the glory and honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you. May God's face continue to shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless everyone. Good night.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
I can't.